The latest warnings from the White House over a possible sequester took on new urgency today. President Obama said this morning that if Congress fails to approve a stopgap measure, $85 billion in cuts will take effect in 10 days, and the impact will be felt across government. He wants more tax revenues. Congressional Republicans argue the president already got that and now needs to offer more in the way of trimming spending. The Supreme Court is taking up another challenge to campaign finance laws. NPR's Peter Overby tells us the new case seeks to overturn a single aspect of the limits on how much individuals can give to candidates and party committees.
Like a lot of cases on political money, McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission asks a relatively small question. Can the court throw out just the big overall cap on what a donor can give per year or per election cycle? Rick Hassan teaches campaign finance law at the University of California at Irvine.
If the court does that, then a whole host of campaign contribution limits could be subject to future challenge.
A 1976 Supreme Court decision says government can limit contributions to candidates and parties to guard against corruption and the appearance of corruption. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Tunisia's political transition now faces new uncertainty. The country's prime minister has stepped down after he was unable to form a new government of technocrats. The United Nations is out with new findings on civilian casualties in Afghanistan. It says that last year, 16 civilians were killed in U.S. drone strikes, which rose 72% in 2012. But the report shows that overall, civilian casualties decreased from the previous year. Dow is up 49 points. This is NPR.